The Navajo Nation began distributing the COVID-19 vaccine this week in the midst of a second deadly surge and a strict lockdown order. The vaccine represents a glimmer of hope for Navajo healthcare workers. It's been a feat to make sure it's distributed and stored properly, even in the most remote areas. The Navajo Nation is the biggest reservation in the U.S., an area larger than West Virginia. It stretches across Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico. The person in charge of the vaccine program there is Dr. Loretta Christensen. She is Chief Medical Officer of Indian Health Services, Navajo area. Dr. Christensen, welcome.
Thank you.
As we mentioned, the Navajo Nation is an enormous area. How difficult is it to get the vaccine to all the people, and tell us how many people there are in the region, and what the challenges are in getting it there?
We had an excellent distribution team. We did a lot of logistics and planning, and our emergency management incident commander created a plan with four distribution teams so that we could get the vaccine in a timely fashion to each one of our healthcare facilities, the furthest one being almost 4 hours away. We had the escort of the Navajo Police Department to make sure we were able to make our way through in a timely fashion, and we got it done. We know our area very well. Many of us are from the Navajo Nation or the border towns, and we travel along these roads all the time. It is quite challenging because there aren't many ways to get to each of these facilities. There's one main route that we have to take, but we certainly did a lot of pre-planning, and it worked out extremely well. We were able to get everybody their vaccine on Monday or Tuesday, so we're very, very pleased.
That means how many people have received it?
We are over 1,000 of the doses have been given, and we anticipate the remainder will be done by Sunday afternoon. We, of course, have to catch the different shifts of healthcare workers, and we've been very efficient with this process. So I have to say I'm very grateful to everyone on the vaccine teams at every facility for being so well prepared.
There has been a historic mistrust between the federal government and Native communities. And I wonder if you're hearing from frontline workers how and whether they're having to deal with that mistrust and whether people are comfortable getting vaccinated.
Well, it's unfortunate that there is that historical trauma that we're dealing with, but we've been extremely proactive, and I feel one of the issues over time has been adequate and impactful communication. So we have really taken the time to get the word out to the public, to have forums where the public could ask us questions. We've been very transparent about this process all along, that we're watching the vaccines, we feel they're safe. They're going to help us. We don't want you to get COVID. We're all messaging very positively. And this includes all leadership from President Nez to the head of IHS to the upstanding members of the communities in Navajo that are speaking up. Our medicine men are speaking up. They're saying, we need you to get this. We need you to protect yourself, your family, your friends in our community. So we're messaging in a way that this is going to be very helpful for us. This will help us stop this surge that we're in right now. And we don't want to lose any more of our people. We've had a tremendous loss, and we're still grieving over all those losses. So we want to move forward with a very positive attitude that this vaccine is here to help us.
You just created an interesting image there, medicine men encouraging people to take this cutting-edge vaccine.
Yes, we're very fortunate that we have some very strong traditional practitioners that are associated with our healthcare facilities and hospitals. So they work side by side by our healthcare workers every day. And I think there is a very trusting and respectful relationship established to where they understand what COVID has done to our Navajo people. So they're very passionate about healing. They're very passionate about their communities. So one of the first people on Navajo that got the vaccination was a traditional practitioner from one of our hospitals. And he spoke very eloquently to the public that he believes this is here to help us, that we have to use what we're given.
Dr. Loretta Christensen, Chief Medical Officer of the Indian Health Services Navajo area. Thank you so much.
Thank you.